Hello and welcome back to another episode of Ghost Encounters of the Third Kind podcast show. And we've got a full team again tonight. How are you guys?
Yo, right. Good, thank you.
Yeah, well, this is season 2, episode 5.
Wow.
Already? Episode 5 already?
Already, yeah.
Wow.
It's nearly February.
It is nearly February.
Tomorrow? Yeah.
Wowzers.
So, anyway, last week we did pyramids, didn't we?
Mm.
And has anybody seen the news this week about the pyramids?
No.
No.
What they've done to them? Well, what they're doing to them?
Go on, what they're doing?
They're cladding them.
Well, they've had that on the books for a few years, haven't they?
It looks like bloody Jack and Vera's house off Coronation Street.
Why are they doing that?
To preserve, apparently.
Well, they're staying the same, they're putting them back to how they were.
Look right shit, weren't they?
Mate, they look really proper shit.
What do you mean when you say they're cladding them? They're putting stone over the stone?
Yeah, they're putting marble. But they don't even know if that's what they used in the first place. I was under the impression that they used like a limestone and they were smooth. They were like, everything I've watched, they're saying like they were like, looked like looking at mirrors, they were that shiny. And now it looks like Viva Duckworth.
So what they're doing it for, Faye?
Only preserving them as well.
Why are they? Are they?
Because if they put that over the top, it'll last another however many, won't they?
I don't know.
Apparently,
why are they? Are they? Are they degrading now? Are they? Are they falling apart or something? As this,
yeah, they're not how they should be, are they?
Okay.
No, but they won't be letting you put them back to how they originally were, or else we'll all be on free electricity and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on the news article I saw, they were saying that they were they actually described the pyramids as Pharaoh's tombs. I thought that was quite an old theory. I thought we'd passed that by now.
See, that's what I thought up until last week.
Yeah, I don't think they are. Anyway.
Well, no, because I learned last week that there was no pharaohs.
You know, they were outside the pyramids found.
Outside.
They're not even close to the pyramids. It's in a different place. It's in Alexandria, I think, isn't it? The Valley of the Kings.
Mm.
Yeah, Valley of the Kings. That's where most of them are.
These are either like really big Mandela effects or something's going on that we taught one thing in school and then, like, you know, 50 years later we find out that I'm sure they taught in school that pyramids were.
Yeah.
Oh, we know all about that. That's another rabbit hole, isn't it?
Wrapped in toilet roll. Toilet
roll everything. Mummies. You know now everything you learned in school is all a load of shit.
Yeah, and it's still.
You were still on your globe.
Yeah. You bloody dinosaur, you.
Yeah. I'm gone. You don't believe in them either.
I don't.
Sorry,
no, yeah, there's no such thing as dinosaurs, are there?
Of course, there's the fan bones.
I do believe in dinosaurs. I do. But I don't believe that they're as. They're just as old as they say they are. I think they were around when there's pictures painted of humans riding on dinosaurs.
That's the Flintstones.
Which was before they'd found any actual dinosaur bones. So how did they know what they look like if it's like a fairly recent?
I can draw a picture of me riding an elephant. Doesn't actually mean I ever rode one.
Yeah, but
you will have seen an elephant, though, haven't you?
You've seen an elephant.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but what we were saying is these people who have drawn these dinosaurs was pre us finding dinosaur bones. So how did they know what they looked like?
And where are these pictures, Nick?
No, they are. You see, you're asking me like fine detail now and putting me on the spot.
Fine detail.
And you're making me look stupid, mate.
No, it's just that I've not actually.
I do that myself.
You know, I've seen. You
found a picture of the caveman ghost.
Yeah, the caveman ghost.
Yeah, which looks nothing like a.
Do you know who it looked like to me? Charlie Chaplin.
Didn't look like anything. It was just a blobby mist.
All right.
I've seen the hieroglyphs where. They've drawn things that look like aliens and UFOs and helicopters and things like that, but I haven't actually seen anything that looks like somebody riding a dinosaur. That's why I'm asking.
Have you definitely seen that?
100%. A million percent.
Are you sure it isn't hunting? I've seen pictures and cave paintings of hunting mammoths.
Yeah, when they're holding the spears.
Mammoth
and
were around with the cavemen.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but no. These were like the long necked dinosaurs.
And saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah.
Yes, because they were hunted for meat, weren't they? Apparently, allegedly. So we're taught.
But and clothes.
I can't say as I've ever seen a picture of anybody riding a dinosaur, Nick. I'm just be interested to see where you've seen those.
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. It's the Star Wars ball. You're drinking them test tubes, aren't you?
I just wanted to check before I said it when you said that.
Also has underground tunnels, but the burial chamber is located in the centre of the structure. So there are burial chambers there then.
But there are no hieroglyphic
texts, treasures or mummies in any of the pyramids.
Yeah, there's been nothing found. Okay. Well, they call them the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber. So I think originally they may have been built for that, but they never used them.
Right.
There's no information inside them at all, is there?
No.
Inside the pyramids?
No.
So this is why they still don't know what they were for.
Batteries.
It's a big Walkman, isn't it? So you've got to use one of them for.
Yeah, possibly.
Portals. To me, that makes the most sense out of everything. But it's also good how they're aligned like Orion's belt as well.
Was it Seti? The pharaoh, Seti?
Mm-hmm.
He said that he got a portal, didn't he?
Mm.
Sorry, Nick.
I'm just showing Marie. If you do a search for him, that isn't the exact one I've seen, but that's one that's first shown up. And obviously, it doesn't look like the humans riding that dinosaur, but there's a dinosaur in that picture.
I was going to say that because it looks like a camel or some sort of animal.
That's the first one I've come across.
But then again, my daughter drew a picture of a dog with wings and she was sat on it as well. So,
never-ending story.
Yeah,
I mean, the thing is, we are saying it looks like a dinosaur because we now know what dinosaurs look like.
Yeah, but they didn't.
But back then, that could have been, like Nick's just said, just a bad drawing of a giraffe.
Could have been.
I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could have been, let's be honest.
Yeah, it could have been.
If you weren't aware of dinosaurs and you didn't know what they looked like, you would look at that and go, that's a really rubbish picture of a giraffe or a camel or a... Because you wouldn't... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oakley
Farm, it's Salared, have got camels. Just thought to tell you, because... Drive past it every day, ostriches, camels. Just telling you, they got camels. You see a camel in Stoke-on-Trent.
Have they got polar bears, haven't they, now at somewhere or other as well?
Oh, that's a peak, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is at Oakley Farm on Salared.
So this Oakley Farm, is it just a farm or is it like a...
Well, I think he hires them out to films and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
It's got reindeer, bison. He had a herd of bison, but they've gone. But he's selling a lot of bison burgers, so I don't know what he's done with them. But he's got emus, ostriches, camels. He hasn't got any wolves, though.
Wolves? I wonder what
you'd
camels,
like wolf. You
I wonder
would.
What the camels think, how they cope with the
what,
weather.
Eating it?
No.
Oh.
I mean, we know the wolf.
I love wolves.
Do you?
They're introducing them back, aren't they, into Scotland?
I got a statue of a mum and baby. My mum's got it now on her.
So what year was that, Nick?
I don't know. Just saying that what I've seen on programmes.
Because that's the that's in Peru, isn't it? Them stones are.
Yeah, it could be fake.
Could be.
But it could also be.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
I bet they've got them in Miami.
Yeah.
Got everything in Miami.
Yeah. Even the freaking aliens.
Except for aliens. They're gone now. They're only there the afternoon. The other afternoon, they're only there the other afternoon. They're sprouting up in San Francisco.
Okay, so if you actually click on that stone and you read the story that goes along with
it. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Nick.
But...
You should have read it first.
What we butted
before...
read
it first, Nick.
But all I'm saying is, what I've seen was on a documentary, and obviously they've gone into it more in depth than I've just gone into. I've just done a little Google search just to try and just show you a similar thing that I'm on about. That isn't what I've seen, but now you can click on it to try and...
There we go.
No, it's just that Nick's just shown me a picture of a stone that was found in Peru, and it really clearly, obviously...
Oh, the Peruvian stone. Have you heard of that?
Is dinosaurs, obviously. They're definitely dinosaurs. But the story that goes along with it is that they've by pressing tape into the grooves on the stones, they were able to recover microscopic bits of engraving tool. So then they sent the tape samples away to professional labs for analysis, and the bits of metals were identified under microscope and then analysed for the composition. Anyway, there was steel and iron detected, proving these stones are modern productions.
From Wixies. Yeah,
so I'm just saying, Nick.
I know, but you just got to have a bit of belief in something sometimes, really.
I believe in a lot of things, but I've honestly never seen, like, ancient cave carvings of dinosaurs. I've never heard of it before. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I hadn't heard of it.
Oh, you're actually saying I'm wrong.
Well, that one was wrong, obviously.
Yeah. No, but all I'm trying to do is I'm just...
Giving me examples.
Giving you just... I don't know. I just pulled the first one out of saw just to show you an example, but obviously you went and with your microscope looking for...
I read about it.
Just, pulling holes in me.
At least you didn't give us something from off TikTok.
Oh, no, it could have been.
I've had some really weird things going on with videos playing on my phone. So Faye sent me a link of something the other day, didn't you? And every time I clicked on it, it played a completely different video.
Oh, yeah.
Like a completely nothing to do with this at all.
Yeah, I sent her a video, right, of packing a case for the festival. How you do put all your clothes inside one and it just has one little bundle. And I kept pressing on it and showing her. I even sent her a video of when I clicked on it, what happened.
Yeah.
She clicked on it and kept getting some bloke walking around with a pram on fire.
A Scottish guy that was drunk walking around with a pram on fire. And it didn't matter if I clicked on the picture or the actual link. And then I sent you a video, didn't I, of me clicking on it and where it was playing. And then today... earlier on this evening, when I was waiting for some visitors, I was scrolling through Facebook and I was watching some videos. And I was watching a video, and all of a sudden, I heard Nick's voice come up saying, "Hi, everybody! I'm going to start doing some videos." And I'm watching this video, and it's of something, you know, in America somewhere. But Nick's voice was over the top of it. I'm like, what? So then I came off that, and as I came out of the videos on Facebook, Nick's video was playing on Facebook underneath, like another layer underneath. It was quite bizarre.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah, very strange. But anyway, bloody tech.
Yeah, the tech works. It's just...
User error. So, yeah. Has anybody done anything interesting this week?
No.
No, not really.
Haven't you been any places, haunted places?
No. Weather's been crap, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, yeah.
It's been total crap, so I haven't...
You've not been venturing out, Nick?
I haven't, no. Not at all.
What about you, Faye?
Nothing.
No?
Yeah, I'm just work, that's it.
Yeah, everyone's just been working.
Crappy work.
Well, not everyone. What have you been doing, Mary?
How rude! I don't know why you guys seem to think that I don't do anything.
What do you do, Mary?
Well, we run our own business for a start, yeah, so I do a lot of stuff actually.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm asking. I'm not saying you don't.
Okay, so I do admin. I do
really business.
I do
really
admin.
Busy.
I do invoicing. I do, you know, I do that side of it. Yeah.
That's it then.
What do you do, Nick?
Absolutely nothing. I'm just a dog's body.
A gopher.
Yeah.
Start calling you Gordon. Gordon is a moron.
How rude!
No.
Not less Gordon.
But he is a moron. Gordon is.
The other Gordon.
Which Gordon?
Can't tell you.
Can't tell you.
You know him. You spoke to him.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody called Gordon.
You do.
He got taken in. Faye got taken in by him.
Yeah.
I never spoke to that Gordon.
You did over the watch it. You were in the room when he was talking to us.
He might have been giving a talk in a room, but I never spoke to you.
You were there.
He spoke to a group of people.
Oh, the Gordon that wanted me to go in the woods by myself.
Yes,
that's
him.
The Gordon.
Oh.
The Gordon that wanted you to go in the woods by yourself, but not just that, but also tell him which woods you were going in and when.
Yeah. And give him 24 hours notice.
And what time?
that Gordon.
It was real. I mean, I shouldn't laugh, but he never asked anybody else where they were going and when they were going.
No.
No, only you.
Must have thought Alex was a bit dumb.
Oh, well, yeah.
Nick?
No, I said you must have thought that.
Oh, dear.
I didn't go.
No, we
didn't.
People
wondered who we were on about.
Did, or did you?
Are we not telling us?
Well, we don't want to name names, really, but no. We can say what it was to do with. It was a gentleman that was that gave us advice on how to go
contact
Bigfoot hunting, Bigfoot, basically, yeah. How to find or possibly spot one. But some of the advice wasn't the safest, telling a woman to go out into woods.
And then another lady off the page contacted me, and he went a bit mad, didn't he?
A bit strange.
Bigfoot won't like that.
Yeah, I know.
You haven't asked?
They don't like being called Bigfoot anyway.
Ask permission.
Bigfoot won't like that at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh dear!
Remember?
You could have tied that in to. You could have had a bowl of fruit and Dave serenading like in
Midsummer Murders.
But yeah, didn't one have a bite of his pear?
Yeah, they did.
He left them some fruit out, and he went back and said, "One off my dad a bite to one."
Yeah.
Bigfoot. I'll be honest with you. I don't think a Bigfoot would have a bite out of a pear. I think he would just eat the whole pear, wouldn't he? Surely. Yeah.
He left the banana.
They're about 9 foot tall, aren't they?
Didn't eat his banana.
Didn't eat the strawberry.
You were again leaving, weren't you?
Yeah.
It's a bit bizarre, though, isn't it, that? Because when they're showing you these pictures, it's like watching Predator. Isn't it?
Yeah.
You get that weird wobbly vision in the trees. That's it. That's a Bigfoot. What? Where's all the air and everything?
Yeah, but they're not. It's Bigfoot, aren't
they? Well, some people believe that Bigfoot is like a paranormal thing, isn't it? Where they can possibly shapeshift and move in and out through portals. Whereas some people believe it's just a forgotten ancient type of ape of some sort, don't they, that's been thought to have been extinct, but they're still out there in remote areas. So I think there's a lot of different theories about Bigfoot.
There's one that link them to UFO sightings.
Yes.
There's loads of different ones, isn't there?
That's Chewbacca.
Yeah, well, that's
that's probably where he came from, isn't
that
it?
That is where I've listened to some podcast where they report that they hear the Bigfoot make a high pitched noise like he makes in Star Wars, and they're saying that's the sound that opens the portal for him to go through.
Oh,
so I don't know whether who did Star Wars. Was it who made Star Wars?
Lucas.
Oh yeah, Matt Lucas.
Yeah, Matt Lucas. And his brother George.
Matt Lucas.
Might have been better if he'd have done it.
Do you know what amazes? Do you know what really amazes me though? It's like, where did that come from? Where did that, the noise a Bigfoot makes opens a portal? Who come out with that? Because is it somebody that's actually witnessed this happen?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. This person had witnessed that. Well, I don't know. If you was there, Marie, you'd have just said it was a load of bullshit.
I wouldn't. I actually believe in Bigfoot. I do believe in Bigfoot. But I just get amazed about where these... You know, when you watch the programmes and somebody will say, oh, no, because Bigfoot wouldn't do that. He'd do this, that and the other. I always think, how do you know that? How do you know? Because, you know, most of these cryptids, the unknowns and... That's the whole point of them, isn't it? Nobody knows anything about them.
It's like everything, though, isn't it? I mean, how do they know a ghost sets an EMF meter off? How do they know a ghost sets a ramp off?
Because I can tell you why, Nick.
Because they don't.
I can tell you why.
That's why.
Oh. Go on, then. Tell us.
That actually came from an experiment of just...
I know what you're going to tell me. I know exactly what you're on about, but who says it was a ghost that set it off?
Yeah, but you've got to tell us now.
Go on, sorry, yeah.
Go on,
no, that's
no,
fine.
No, you tell everybody else. Tell the listeners, Marie.
Tell me, because I don't know.
It just came from an experiment, didn't it, that some scientists did regarding, was it the lights in a bedroom were flickering off and on?
Yeah.
And it just came from, the EMF meter would... What's the word I'm looking for? Fluctuates with energy fluctuations. And the whole point is that the whole theory around ghosts and spirits is that it's energy, isn't it? Because energy never dies. So they were saying, well, if this piece of machinery can show energy moving up and down, then surely why would an EMF meter fluctuate in a room with no electric? No lights, no electric, no electricity, no sockets, no nothing in there. Why would an EMF meter that only picks up energy fluctuate?
Oh, you look so interesting.
He's been he's held his finger. Yeah, he has. He's been holding his finger on that button for about 5 minutes now.
Oh dear.
So why would that be then? Why wouldn't an energy meter, a meter that measures energy, why would that fluctuate in a room
with no energy?
But why has it got to be a ghost, a spirit?
Where would the energy come from?
That's what I'm asking. What's the alternative? What else would set it off? That's what I'm asking you.
Don't know.
But there's energy in the air. That's where, like, Tesla spirits pull it out of the...
Why has it got to be a ghost? Why has it got to be a spirit?
What else could it be?
What do you mean?
So when we go investigating and we take EMF meters with us, yeah?
Yeah.
And...
I don't own one. You take a K2. I don't own a K2. I sold it Mark.
Okay.
But
you've used K2s. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm just saying I didn't take them to an investigation anymore because I haven't got one.
Oh. I've got about three, so it's not like you can...
No, go on. Go on. I'm just...
So if you're taking one on an investigation and we make sure our phones are off or they're left in a different room and we investigate some of these buildings that haven't even got an electricity supply to them anymore.
Okay.
And then you place it somewhere in a room and it doesn't move at all and we're calling out and we ask for a response by lighting up, and then all of a sudden, not necessarily on demand, but this is what we're asking for, all of a sudden that K2 will fluctuate and the lights will go up and down almost because we're asking for it. It's like... And what do we say? If you move closer to that box with the little light on, you can make the colours change. This is what we say when we're calling out.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And quite often, the colours change when we ask it to. So if that's not... If you don't believe that that's energy of some sort of spirit or something, then the question is, what else could it be? That's what I'm asking. What else could it be?
I don't know what it is. But there's no proof that it is, though, is there?
There's no proof, really, for anything in the paranormal field, is there? Let's be honest.
No, it isn't.
The only proof that we've got is we know, scientifically, that energy does not die. And if you know, if you're saying that we are made up of energy, then you know.
That, to me, isn't proof. What I've seen, I've got proof here in my mind. I've seen that. But you didn't see that either, so that's no good to you, is it?
But I've seen proof. I know.
No, you've seen your own proof.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's for me. That's mine personally. But
electrical stuff, I'm not convinced by.
Okay, so I understand that because everybody's different. But my question is what offer an alternative then? If you
but
don't,
why should it be a ghost? Why can't it be something else that you don't know what it is?
It absolutely can be something else. I'm just saying, offer that. You know, if you've got your own theory, then that's fine. But
I
so,
haven't.
Do you mean alien?
Could be an alien.
Well, what
could be a ghost alien?
Well, even that would still be paranormal, wouldn't it? The whole you know, aliens are classed as paranormal because they're not of, they're just not normal. That's the whole thing.
Could be a blip in the device just going off. Could be signals from your mind. Turn it on.
Could be. Yeah.
There you are. I'll just give you two. How many do you want? Let me think of another one.
I don't think a blip in the machinery is a very good.
Why?
Well, because for the amount of times that we use them,
and I used to have a tally that turned itself on and off all the time. Or it could have been a ghost.
It probably would be. If you were sitting around watching it, it probably was a ghost, and you just didn't.
If we were putting K2s in rooms, and it never went off, or it was going off all the time. But when you put a K2 in a room and it doesn't budge until you ask it to, how can you not believe that that's some sort of energy communicating when it's only moving when we're asking it to and it's responding to questions? Do you think that's just us and our minds willing it to do it? Or do you think there's actually energy coming closer to it and causing that fluctuation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
I
haven't got a clue, to be honest with you. But I don't know. I'm just not convinced that, even though we use equipment, I'm not convinced they can set it off. I don't know.
I think this week you're Nick the non-believer.
Yeah.
I'm not. I've just said.
Changes, don't it,
on a
weekly basis?
No, I've just said to you, I've got proof and I definitely believe they exist because of what I've seen. More so recently, there's no doubt in my mind that, and there's also no doubt in my mind that you can manifest stuff because we asked for that, what I saw, and we asked and asked and asked for it. And it came there and showed itself to me. So
Is that manifestation or is that just communication?
Could have been both. I don't know. It was something, wasn't it? But I don't know. I'm convinced that I don't think we'll ever catch anything on camera.
Well, manifesting is like, well, you know what manifesting is, isn't it? You sort of want it.
You're willing it.
Yes, exactly. You're willing it to happen.
Communication, you're doing the same, aren't you? But willing it to.
But in investigating, like, is it manifestation because we're asking, and we want it, and we're willing it, so we've manifested something, or was there something already there, and it's just communicating with us because we're asking it to communicate? Mm. And we've not actually manifested it. It was already there, like a haunting, if you want to call it that. There's a spirit already
like
in there.
Like a residual.
Yeah. Or even a... even.
Because they don't tend to hang about, do they, normally, in one place, unless they're residual? Is that not what I've read?
I mean, you can get residuals like a replay of something, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? But you can get... I don't think a residual could communicate with you, could it? Because it's not... really it's just a replay of something doing the same thing that it used to do many, many times before. So I'm not sure a residual could communicate with you. That's, like I say, there's no proof. There's no right or wrong. That's my belief.
It's like when people go and do ghost hunts in castles and it's like King Henry. Does he live there then? Does he stay?
No, but most of that is residual, isn't it? Because most castles are made
of... So they're not communicating with him then?
Sandstone. And the energy is... It's like crystal, isn't it, in sandstone. That's where the energy...
So they can communicate with residual then?
No, no, because normally they just play like a recording. A residual just...
That would be like... That would
so
be
if
like...
It is, so if it isn't residual and they say it's King Henry, he will reside there and stay there?
Or yeah. Is he
all
just,
these years?
Or is he just popping back and visiting?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he...
So why ain't there anything at East Drive then?
I think there is.
A lot of people say there isn't. It's as dead as a dodo's dick, don't they?
But when we talk about... When we talk about...
Because you never got nothing.
When we talk about manifestation, I think whatever's at East Drive is purely from... The amount of different people and the amount of different energies that are in there on a 24-hour basis, willing and manifesting and asking for something, I think that things can be... That can
but then
come from
can't
that.
It be done too much?
Well, it can be. I would have said they could change it. If it's too much, it could be some made-up thing. It's not necessarily some black mold.
I don't think whatever was there originally... Is still there.
No.
Because poltergeists don't hang around for that long. Do you know what I mean? But I truly think that there's something there purely for the amount of people that go in.
Well,
and
we'll
will
soon
it.
Find out, won't we? Yeah.
We didn't get any activity the last time we went, but I did get a really good EVP in the coal house. So, but I think for the amount of people, I think you put somebody in any building... anywhere, constantly, different energies, different people, different from all different walks of life, going into a building all day, every single day of the year, and calling out and communicating and calling out and all the time, they will manifest something. They will manifest something. They'll leave a little bit of themselves there, and all this mixed up energy will all amalgamate. And I think there's something there. It definitely isn't what was there in the what was it, 70s?
I don't know.
That's what I think anyway.
It's a strange one anyway, East Drive, isn't it? Because it actually first started in the 60s. Then it was, nothing happened for 18 months and then it came back. So it's a bit of a strange one.
But again, did the people who live there manifest it, the girls, and come in, got it?
But the first time it came, they weren't there when it happened. They were away. They were on holiday. It was just the lad and the nano.
I think there's been a lot of people in East Drive that have faked things, and I think that's why it's given it a bad rap at the moment. And I think that's why people are saying there's nothing there, because you've faked it. Well, you know, somebody can go in the most haunted house ever and fake something. It doesn't mean that there's nothing there. It just means they're an idiot and they fake something. That's all it means, isn't it? Yeah. That, you know. But, yeah, I can understand why it would ruin. I don't think it has ruined the reputation, because you can't book it now for 2025 we're into. We've only just started 24. So I don't think it's lost its... its appeal, its notoriety. There's still people wanting to go there. I think it's on a lot of people's bucket lists. It's quite a famous place.
Be interesting to have a look up, won't it? See what people have got from there.
Yeah, won't you?
Before we go.
Have you ever been, Faye?
No. No. I haven't.
I think, like Nick was saying, I think the best way to investigate that place is by just being in it. You know, not pushing it too much, not trying too hard, is just being in it like you would be in a normal house. You sit down and have a brew and you have a chat and you know what I mean? I think that's the best way really to investigate that place, because it's a house and it's full of furniture, and I think that's what it needs. It needs, I think it need the house needs to feel like there's somebody living in it. You're just there, you know, on a kind of casual basis rather than going in with all your whistles and bells and hitting it too hard. I think that's the best way to do that place.
I think so, yeah. A lot of you watch it. I'm not going to say anything. Why is he grease fingers by the buttons?
I know. It's lethal with these buttons, isn't it?
A lot of things when you're investigating happen in between. You're calling out, don't you?
Yeah. And a lot of things happen as you're leaving the room.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking, you know, Faye, when you're talking between yourselves or when you start having a laugh and a giggle, then all of a sudden, you know, yeah.
Why is that?
Don't know. Ignorance.
I think the laughing and the giggling thing's just a bit, just a build up of energy. You know, when you, I think that it's to do with the energy that is when you're having a laugh.
I agree.
Yeah.
Why do they do it though? Like when you call out and then they'll move something in another room. Why not where you are?
Because maybe they didn't move something. maybe it was in that place when you left the room. Somebody else moved it and you've gone back in there. That, oh, I'm sure that was over there. Unless your sofa's turned upside down. Then.
But that is a real thing, isn't it? We know when we investigate, it's normally in the next room that you can hear things.
Shy ghosts.
It is fair, yeah, it's normally. You know,
we tricked them, didn't we?
Yeah, we had
one in each room.
We had one in each room, yeah.
And then stuff started happening on the landing where nobody was.
Yeah, out in the van.
Out in the van, yeah.
Yeah, it's true, Faye, you do. You know, you can be in a room for an hour and nothing happens until you're halfway out the door.
Outside, yeah.
And then you move into a different room and then you hear things in the room that you've just been in. It does happen like that. It's, I don't know.
So what are you hunting for? That one piece, that one actual piece of evidence?
No, because I think we've all individually already got that piece of evidence. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got my evidence. Nick got his evidence, one piece of evidence a couple of months back. And even Nick T, who's can be a bit of a doubter, can't you, Nick?
Yeah, definitely.
Even Nick, I think, got a couple of things on the same night that Nick, the other Nick, got his. So I think we've all already got that, but you just want more. It's not good enough. In that moment, it's an amazing thing that you've witnessed or you've experienced, but then a week later, it's almost like
you want that photo like that, don't you? That's definitely what you're after. That's what you I'm are after. After that one photo,
I
aren't
want to
you?
Catch something on film.
But why?
Just so
because ever. Because people will look at it and say that it's not.
Don't know.
That's not genuine. That's been
just
faked.
To,
that
just
could
to
be
see
this.
That, it
that
can
could
be
that.
Caught on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Would you share?
I don't know. Depends what book deal I was given. I don't know. I don't know if I would or not. Because you can get loads of shit off it, aren't you?
Because nobody, you know, in this field, nobody is ever going to get that one piece of film or that one photograph that proves paranormal activity or life after death or whatever.
The radio, what's the Italian guy?
Bacci.
With the radio?
Yes. And then they found out it wasn't even plugged in, wasn't even working.
Yeah, I see, that's good, isn't
it? I'd love that. I'd love to hear something like that through there.
Old school level. When was that?
He was channeling it, wasn't he?
I don't know when it was. To be exact, I can't remember. But
it's got to be late 70s, early 80s, hasn't it, though?
I thought it was before then, I did.
It was definitely around the 70s, I think, wasn't it? 60s, 70s?
Yeah, but it's like all this old school phenomena. The at Longton Spiritist Church, You've got the likes of Fanny Higginson, who's Gordon's mum, who's quite a famous.
Which Gordon knew?
Gordon Higginson. He's quite a famous medium.
Not the Gordon.
No.
The people in the church have said, well, his mother used to levitate a piano in Longton Spiritualist Church. People saw her levitating this piano. Well, this piano that she supposedly levitated, I took in my van to the... They put it on the website for giveaway and somebody had claimed it. And I had to go deliver it and it took 6 people to lift it into the back of my van. So,
blimey.
You know, it's some stage trick if it's... If it does. But I never saw that. I'm just going off what people are saying. Are they telling the truth? You wouldn't think they would lie to you, would you? But without witnessing that.
Why do you think all these sort of old ways and things that used to happen are died out now? Like you can't get, you know, like a lot of the different mediums you can't get anymore, can you? Like the, what's the word I'm thinking of, Nick? You know the mediums that
physical mediums.
No, trans mediums and stuff like that. It seems to have been like an old kind of mediumship that people don't do these days, do they? It's really difficult to find.
Yeah, it's quite rare.
Yeah.
But there's still people. I've actually seen it a couple of times because I went to the Arthur Findlay College in Stansted and I saw one of the women teachers there. She did it as a demonstration, but you know, it was good and it was good information, but I don't want to say it's fake, but it could have been faked. You know, they don't.
That's a problem with it, isn't it, with transmediumship?
Yeah, but
it was all faked in the Victorian era, wasn't it? Well most of it, not saying all of it, yeah. But most of it was.
What I'm thinking now is, I suppose it's more easily, you could more easily get caught out as it being faked today. With the amount of technology we've got.
It's like crystal balls. I haven't been seeing anybody that uses a crystal ball. One lady in York, in a little caravan at the edge of the beach. Do you know what I mean? You don't see anybody now. It's either a tarot reading or a spirit link. They don't use anything like a crystal ball.
No, they don't know.
Was that just there for?
No, it's just there for
show. Or could the see anything in it?
It's mainly done for focus. It's like an aid to.
Palm reading, you don't get that anymore, do you?
Crystal balls.
Tea leaves.
I watch a tea leaf reader on YouTube.
Yeah, I like tea. I like them kind of readings, but again.
But they're all old hat, aren't they? They're all elderly people, and once they pass away, these kind of methods don't get passed on anymore, do they? Like Faye said, it's all tarot or spirit link, isn't it? There's nothing.
Nothing exciting. You know,
there's nothing. No, there's nothing. Amazing going on, is there?
No. Even like the physical mediumship has changed. Because years ago, when you looked at it looked very dodgy, didn't it? The photographs of the ectoplasm.
Yes.
It did look like some kind of linen, didn't it?
Like muslin cloth, wasn't it? Yeah.
But obviously, when you speak to these people who were in the business, they go mad at you if you kind of bring up anything. If you said it was a cloth, then obviously it's fake, isn't it? It's not. You know. But I suppose you have to be there to see it. But I've seen a physical medium, but it wasn't.
When you say physical, what's physical medium?
Manifesting the spirit on the stage.
Right. Okay.
And I went to see that at the Spiritualist Church, and I got a reading off when he was doing it.
Did you see anything?
Yeah, I did see something. But, and the message was good. I actually went on the stage with the guy who gave me a reading on the stage, but I couldn't see any manifested spirit why I was on the stage. Mm. But off the stage, you can see it. So I wanted to know why you could see it. And I think I got my answer. But it's a bit disappointing, really, because it takes away from the message that I was given, because the message was good.
Yeah.
But all the showy stuff, which was
stage show
included
sort of,
with the message.
And that's such a shame, isn't it? Because that message could have been absolutely 100% genuine, but because of all the other, like you say, tricks that they use, then that makes you question all of it then, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's
a shame.
And I've done some experiments myself to convince myself that what I saw wasn't nothing supernatural or amazing, and all it was is like a long exposure on your eyes, because you was in a dark room.
Mm.
There was red lamps pointing at the person who was on the stage, and he'd got his trousers rolled up so you could see the bottom of his legs, and he's got his top rolled up so you could see up to his elbows, and obviously you could see his head, but he had a dark hat on as well. So when you actually staring at somebody on a stage, because if you're thinking that you're going to see something appear on a stage, you're going to be looking, aren't you? So you're staring, and then when spirit come close to him, I can't remember if he moved forward or backwards, but he moved every time. He says, "Oh, spirit's here now," and then moved. Well, if you're looking at a bright spot in the darkness and it moves, you're going to see a double face, as you do with some of these photographs that you look at, and then you look away and you see.
See, it's like when you think about it, it's like, okay, so why the red light? I mean, I think it's already been proven that red light can do weird things to your brain and your eyesight and things, isn't it? Because when they do the Gandal experiment with the ping pong balls over your eyes, you're supposed to put
it Ganzfeld.
Ganzfeld experiment. That you're supposed to use a red light with that as well. So I think red light, so you could look at it like that. Why is he using red light? Is that to trick and to cause something? But then you could also look at it like, is it because spirit or energy use the red light better? You don't know which, like you could look at it both ways, couldn't you? It could either be.
I think it was not use it better. I think it was, it allowed, it didn't. I think it was like it didn't interfere with the medium as much as any other coloured light would.
Yeah,
that's what I'm guessing at that.
We know that when we've seen things and we've gone to take photographs of it, which causes a flash or some sort of white light, that quite often what we can see with our own eyes we've not picked up on camera. Or the cameras made it disappear somehow, or whatever. So there could be something in the fact that, that it might have something to do with the different filters and the different lights.
Yeah. Well, I've actually got some. I did some photographs of long exposure, which what would happen to your eyes if you're looking. Which, if I get a chance, I'll put them on this. I'll put them on this podcast so you can see what I'm talking about. Whereas you could see, I actually put a menu in the background, so you could actually read on the photograph, you could read what the menu said. But me in front of the menu, because I'd moved, it looked like I got a moustache, and my fingers had grown longer, and all different things like that. Mm. But in the background, you could read the menu.
Because that was still. Because the menu was still, but you moved.
And the camera was still.
Yes.
So everything that was still was sharp in focus. The only thing that wasn't was me because I was moving, and that's exactly what the physical mediums did on the stage was move.
I know, like, one of my sons is a photographer, and I know I've seen some of his work using long exposure, so I know some of the, you know, the things that can be done with long exposure. Yeah. And it is quite impressive, actually. Yeah.
Well, light painting, that's what they call it, light painting, yeah. Where they go out and they spin lights and everything looks dead crystal clear, but you've got this light moving across the...
Water, moving water's a good one for long exposure, that's quite impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's becoming, on your iPhone, you'll have a live... Have you got, when you take a picture, have you seen the live?
What, so it moves when you press and hold it?
Yeah. So you can make long exposures out of them, because obviously it's, if you're not steady, it kind of knits them all together and makes a long exposure. Yeah. Interesting.
Very interesting. Is that then?
Has anybody got anything else they want to add?
Nah.
Well, that's another week then.
Yeah, another week gone.
What's that? Series 2, episode...
5, that was.
5.
Yeah. Can't believe it.
Soon goes, doesn't it?
It does soon go.
Should be Christmas again.
God, I want to believe.
It's Easter yet.
The eggs are out. Yeah, it is. Easter and Tesco and other supermarkets are available.
Yeah. But the chocolate isn't as good. Some of them.
So, see you all again next week.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Bye.